Blog Talk Radio.
Ready to have a word of prayer. And after that, We're going to get us a little sandwich here by Evangelist Renee, if she's on today. Wait a minute. Let her put us a little sandwich together. And, you know, we need a little snack at lunchtime. So this is going to be our spiritual snack. But right now, we're going to hear from Pastor Bale from Akron, Ohio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good afternoon. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. God has a plan. Yes, he does. And we just have to trust him and believe him at his word. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we just want to say thank you for your word today. Thanking you for the selection, Father God. We know that you have a plan and you're working all things out for our good, Father God. And we trust in you, Father God, for your word says to trust in the Lord with all of thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. And Heavenly Father, bless those that are sick and shut in. Bless those who are bereaved. Bless those who are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way. And you always let us know in your word you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, to have the mind of Christ. So no matter what we face in, we can lean and depend on you, Lord. Father God, we ask that you will bless each and every one on this broadcast, the listeners and all those who participate. Ask that you will bless Pastor Beasley, continue to use him mightily, Father God. As the word of God just flows through him, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, because he makes this word plain that we can understand it, Father God, and gives us scripture that we can go back and meditate on the word day and night. But we just give you praise for your word and all those that are listening and those who participate, Father God. We're just praying for those that are on the road, Father God. We know, Father God, you are in control. We just plead the blood of Jesus on this broadcast and on all the listeners. Have your way in our life that we will continue to walk spiritual in your word, in our life, that we will show others that it's all about being spiritual. Lord, we give you praise and we thank you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I was kind of wondering, Lord, what you got us talking about the law? And the more I think about this, the more the Lord was revealing to me the importance of understanding the law is why you need the spirit. See, how you going to be spiritual-minded when you don't understand the importance of being spiritual-minded? See, there's a lot of people think that we still should live by the flesh, but to live by the flesh is to be carnally-minded. And when you're carnally-minded, you'll die. But anyway, we're going to pick up where we left off, but first and foremost, we're going to get a sandwich from our own, my sister, my friend, Evangelist Renee.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My sandwich today, oh, damn, bougie, is my first slice is I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's Psalms 34:4, King James Version. And on the other piece of bread, we gonna put, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Joshua, 1st chapter, 9th verse, King James Version. And Yesterday we didn't have no meat on our sandwich. We just had bread. So today we're gonna put some substance in that bread, in between that bread. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We are blessed. We are just totally blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Nate, I think it's a blessing to know that we can get a sandwich at lunchtime spiritually. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Well, yesterday we left off at Galatians 3:16. And let me tell you, brother and sister, why this is so important. Because the law is good. See, without the law, we wouldn't have the spirit world to appreciate. Or, in other words, you would underappreciate the spirit world if you didn't have the natural world. So God shows us that we could not live by the law. But without that guideline, and we may even use a plumb line as it would be, because he used a plumb line, that's the guide to let you know where you're at. That's all the it. That's what the law will do. It'll let you know, how close you to being in the center, how close you is to being where we need to be. That's the purpose it serves. And that's Bible. That's Bible. It says the word of God is like a plumb line, man. It lets you know if you're too far out, too far in, and that's what the law is. And that's what the law does. So that's why you can appreciate being in the spirit now. See, to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Boy, you get lots more life. But we're going to go back to Galatians 3 and verses 16, Pastor. If you want to read that for us, I'd appreciate it. Matter of fact, I'll read it. I want to read 16, and I'll let you read, actually it should be back up to the 11th verse. But I'll read 16. And let you read it from the Messenger Bible and read through the 20th verse. Okay, now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He said not, and the seeds as many, but as one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And from the Message Bible, 16 through 20. Now the promises were made to Abraham, to his descendants. You will observe that scripture, in the careful language of a legal document, does not say to descendants, referring to everybody in general, but to your descendants, referring to Christ. This is the way I interpret this. A will earlier ratified by God is not annulled by the addendum attached 430 years later, thereby negotiating the promise of the will. No, this addendum with its instructions and regulations has nothing to do with the promise inheritance in the will. What is the point then of the law? The attached addendum, it was a thoughtful addition to the original covenant promises made to Abraham. The purpose of the law was to keep a sinful people in the way of salvation until Christ came, inheriting the promises and distributing them to us. Obviously, this law was not a first-hand encounter with God. It was arranged by angelic messengers through a middleman, Moses. But if there is a middleman, as there was in Sinai, then the people are not dealing directly with God, are they? But the original promise is the direct blessing of God received by faith. Amen.
Amen. So, there you have it, brothers and sisters. We God promise was to Abraham seed, which happens to be Christ. Not seeds as in many, but as in Christ. So all the promises was laid in Christ. I hope you can see this. So that's another reason you want to be spiritual, because all the promises is in Christ. You can live no other way. You can try now. That's why Paul make it real plain. He said, and you can try, but he said, the just shall live by faith. Well, that's the same thing Abraham said, see? Abraham had faith in God. So 430 years before the law was given, Abraham had the promise, and the promise was in Christ, and it was done through faith.
Hallelujah.
That's why you spiritual. Abraham was spiritual because he kept his eyes on the prize. His faith saw Christ. And that's what we got to do, brothers and sisters. That's what we got to do for our eternal life. Don't allow the enemy to bamboozle you with all this law. Well, you got to do this, you got to do that. Now, what you have to do is keep your faith in Christ. So in Christ, there you have grace, there you have truth, which grace always trumped the law, always, because grace was here before the law. So God already knew what we could do and what we couldn't do. So the law came about as training wheels, see? That's what it was. So no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. So Paul states this fact in Galatians 3 and 11. You can read it. He quoted, actually, it was a direct quote from Habakkuk 2 and 4. The just shall live by their faith. The righteous shall live by their faith. So, you got to live by your faith in the Word of God, not some idea now. Well, I think this is right, I think that's right, and I can do this. No, your faith is in Christ. That's where your faith has to be. It has to be in Christ. And that's the purpose of the law, which is good now. Don't nobody get that twisted. Okay. My sister's talking about, well, you know, he said this. No, what I said is that the law is good, but the law can't save you. The law can't give you eternal life. The law can't justify you. You're not justified by the law. You can't be made right by the law. So that's why you need grace and truth. So he says, so why, you may ask, then why did God give us the law? The law was given that we might see how sinful sin is. The law is, like I said, it's like a plumb line, that we may see how uneven our lives are without Christ. The plumb line will not make one straight, but prove one is crooked. Like in the book of Amos, the 7th chapter, 7 and 8th verses. In the book of Amos, the 7th chapter, 7 and 8th verse, and also in the book of Isaiah 28 and 17. And by the way, thank you, Evangelist Renee, for that beautiful sandwich. I bit right into it. In the book of Amos, it says this. It says, I read it out of the King James, and you can read it out of the Messenger Bible. The 7th and 8th verse. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. That's interesting. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people, Israel, and I will not again pass by them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible. God showed me this vision. My master was standing beside a wall. In his hand, he held a plumb line. God said to me, do you see, Amos? I said, a plumb line. Then the master said, look what I've done. I've hung a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I've spared them for the last time. This is it. Amen.
Yeah. See, it's just like today. God is telling these people, man. They think they can get away with this and get away with that. It's okay to do this and okay to do that. No, God done put a plumb line and say it's either Christ or nothing. You're going to either be in Christ because your way won't work.
Amen.
No more excuses. The Lord refused to overlook Israel's sin. And y'all may not believe it, but God is a jealous God, building all these buildings and cathedrals and mega churches and got people worshiping this image that's not God, likened unto a man. God done put the plumb line out is Christ. You either line up or you don't. Plain and simple. God ain't overlooking this stuff. Oh, well, you know, a pastor. No. You got computers, you got internet, you got, YouTube, you got every book in the world on the internet. You have no excuse. Well, I can't read. Get your talking Bible. It'll read for you. There's no excuse. God done put the plumb line. And when you understand that the plumb line, what it referred to, is to get you to what is true. It ain't, you're gonna have to line up to it. That's all I'm trying to tell you. The plumb line won't line you up. You have to line up to it. Can I say that again, Pastor?
Yeah, say it again, Pastor. Amen.
See, the plumb line don't do anything for you, but you have to get to it to say, okay, here I'm lining up. I'm getting it close. And you have to get it right on there. Yeah. That's what the plumb line is for.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This shows you if you're going to meet God's standards. What is God's standards? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. God's standard is that we be in Christ. This
Amen.
Is it, brothers. This is the plumb line made for us.
Yeah.
And God's going to ask you, what do you see now? Do you see a backstabbing people?
Mm-hmm.
No loving people. See, people going to have to love. I don't care what they did to you. You're going to have to love them. You got to love your enemy.
Yeah.
That's something y'all not going to like. But I'm going to tell you this anyway. You're going to have to love me too.
Amen, amen. You're
going to have to find a way to love me. That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to find a way to love me. And guess what? I love you, and it really doesn't matter if you like it or not. I'm still going to love you because that's what's in me. And I suggest everybody on this broadcast, love your enemy. That's part of what God said to do. Man was God's enemy. God love us. He let his son die in the midst of all of this.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God said, well, I love him, so I got to love the hell out of him. Yeah.
Good Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's John 3:16. For God so loved the world. The world's full of hell. He loved the hell right out of us. That's how he got it out of you. And then, now I'm going to show you when you really love him. Love will always require you to give. If you love God like you say you love him, John 14, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my word. So, if you really love him, there's the plumb line right there. This is what you do.
You got to keep your God.
You got to love the word. You got to stay in the word. You got to be about the word. You got to do what the word says in every situation. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, if y'all like it, now I have to love Trump.
Amen.
I love him.
Amen.
Matter of fact, God told me, say, here's the plumb line, love everybody. And especially your enemy.
Amen.
Man, when I saw that, God said, I've spoken to you. He said, if you love your enemy, you'll overcome the world.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, hey, I'll overcome it, and you can overcome it. I said, Lord, but I ain't you. He said, if you'll get in me, you'll be me. Hello, somebody.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, our problem, we don't want to get in Christ. We don't want to be in the spirit. We want to dip dab in the flesh. And when I say that, I mean we want to do it the law way. See, that's what Paul was talking about. Man, I'm carnal, soul under sin. He wanted to do it different. So he had to fight his way through this thing. And that's what we have to do, brothers and sisters. We have to. So the law was added because of transgression, that we might see how sinful we are. The second thing Paul said, the law was given in order that being found sinners by the standards of the law, not by God's law, but by the standards of the law, so that all of us might be saved through faith in Jesus Christ, who is the seed of Abraham. The law implanted in the heart of man his senses of sin and his need for a Savior. So the law could not save anyone. Galatians 3:21. We'll go there. See, the law couldn't save anybody, but it lets you know, that's what the plumb line, it lets you know where you are not. It lets you know. So he says this. He says, is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. If such is the case, the law then, an anti-promise, a negation of God's will for us, not at all. Its purpose was to make obvious to everyone that we are, in ourselves, out of right relationship with God, and there's nothing to show us the futility of devising some religious system for getting back on our own. Amen.
So you see, the law reveals our sinfulness and our lowness and our lostness and that part of us that's so low. See, the law shows us sin. That's what it does. It shows us things of the law. That's why I don't understand people who don't get it. It ain't about God. It's about you and the law. because the law exposes you.
Yes.
It will expose you.
Mm-hmm.
God's standards set you above that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have need for Christ to see that. So that we can live above that standard. So we can come to that measure. So we can be what God is requiring us to be. And the only way that can happen, brothers and sisters, is to be in Christ.
Yeah.
Only way.
Yeah. No other way.
Don't fool yourself. You may have some other ideals, but it ain't going to work. The only way is to be in Christ. I thank each and every one of you all. We'll pick it up on Thankful Thursday. Well, you know, as bad as I want to say this, Jesus was born under the law so he could become part of the law to set us free. So he had to, well, anyway, we'll get into that tomorrow so you can see the spirit.